Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, at last, Lum and Abner were able to find the best possible way of spending Diogenes Smith's $10,000 gift. The best way of benefiting every person in the community and of preserving everything that Pine Ridge and every other town in America stands for. They invested the money in United States war bonds. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store, with their minds relieved of the responsibility of handling Diogenes' donation, they're turning once again to the tasks of their much-neglected store.
Well, why do I have to clean out the feed room today, Lum? I'll do it tomorrow or next week or something.
No, it's got to be done today, Abner. All that stuff ordered from the wholesale house will more than likely get here this afternoon. We got to have a place to put it, ain't we?
Well, what do you want to go and order so much stuff for?
Well, good. We let our stock get so run down. We're mighty out of everything.
Yeah.
It is getting to where we had to tell our customers to go over to Dick Huddleston's store if they want to buy anything.
Well, I thought that was sort of a good idea. Sure say that's a lot of work. You got to admit that, Lum. Just sat there and play checkers all day.
Yeah, but that ain't no way to run a business, Abner. No, we got to fooling with that $10,000 of Dodge you needed, and we just let our business run down here.
Yeah, we ain't paid much attention to it, I'll admit that.
Oh, just run down something wonderful.
Yeah.
So go on, get back there and clean out the feed room. Never put off till tomorrow what you ordered did today.
Well, if I
said, never mind. I ain't going into that, I know.
Well, but all right, doggy. I reckon I ought to have some help back there, though. Don't forget that printing press of Dodge and he's still back there in that feed room. That thing's too busy for me to handle by myself, Lum.
Too busy?
Too big, what I meant to say. I'm too busy to handle it by myself.
I forgot about us having that thing back there.
Why, sure, it's still back there. Yeah. And police fellas took all them engraving plates Dodge and he's used for making counterfeit money, but they left a printing press back there. Reckon what we ought to do with that thing anyway.
Oh, wait a minute, Abner.
Huh? What's the matter?
Keep quiet. I'm studying.
You got something wrong with your head?
No, of course not. You know good and well, I always put my hand up to my head this way when I'm studying and squint my eyes.
Well, yeah, but ordinary you sit down to do it, though.
Well, I'm learning myself how to study on my feet. All big executives do that. Always on their toes, making quick decisions.
Yeah.
That's the way a fella's got to be to get ahead in this modern world, Abner.
He does, huh?
Yes, sir. He's got to be mental alert at all times. Or to be able to take all the big problems that comes up and figure them out right on the spur of the moment.
Uh-huh.
Or to let nothing get by him. Or to learn his memory to recollect everything that goes on around him.
Uh-huh. Well, what you studying about?
Huh?
I say, what was you studying about a minute ago?
I can't recollect now.
Yeah,
more likely it was nothing important, no way. Go on, get to work on the feed room now, Abner. Don't put that off no longer.
All right, I still don't know what to do with that printing press, though. You want me to just throw it out there and back somewhere?
Wait a minute, that's it.
Huh?
That's what I was studying about. No, don't throw it out. Just leave it set there. You know, we might put in a little printing shop. I don't know.
A printing shop?
Yeah. Print up handbills for different stores and calling cards for folks and wedding announcements and I don't know what all.
Well, that sounds awful interesting, all right. Did you say wedding announcements?
Yeah, and such things as that.
Who's getting married?
I don't know.
Is it Cedric and Clarabelle?
Not that I know of. No, I don't reckon them two will ever get married.
Well, who is it then? Come on now, tell me, Lon.
Abner, there ain't nobody getting married.
Well, what you printing up them wedding announcements for, then?
Well, they're for anybody that wants them. Anybody that's aiming on getting married.
Well, you said nobody weren't getting married.
Well, for goodness sakes.
I don't know. There's something secret going on around here, Lum. Now, I want you to tell me. Wait a minute. Lum, you ain't getting married, are you?
Me? Why, of course not.
Now, Lum Edwards, you look me square in the eye and say that.
Abner, don't be silly. Of course I ain't getting married, and you know it. Very ideas.
Oh, now, Lum, you oughtn't to be so bashful about it. Yeah, you just been a bachelor too long. That's your trouble. Now, come on, tell me. Who is it, Mom? Miss Frederick, the school teacher?
Of course not. I ain't even saw her for at least a month or so.
Well, who is it, then?
Emmer, it ain't nobody. Now, get that silly idea out of your mind before I hit you right on top of the head with something.
What? You don't need to get so mad about it.
I ain't mad. I just...
Well, all right. You don't want to talk about it. Well, I reckon you don't have to.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. So, forget about it.
Yeah, I'll find out who it is, old. Just quick as we start printing them wedding announcements. I can read.
You ain't going to print no wedding announcements. I've decided again that idea.
Oh, you're going to Lowe Pond and not tell nobody about it?
No, I don't mean that. I mean I've decided again printing little stuff like announcements. I believe we'll just go right into book printing.
Book printing?
Yeah. And the first book I'm going to print is a new dictionary.
Dictionary?
Yeah, that one he got out now ain't come, please.
Well?
It's got some common everyday words missing in it.
It has, huh?
Why, sure. How do they expect our youngins to get educated with books that ain't got all the words?
You say our youngins? Bob, are you aiming on having some children after you get married?
For goodness sakes, Abner. What did I tell you about mentioning that subject?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Go on.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Pop along. Go on. What words is missing, Mom?
Well, to begin with, Abner, get that silly grin off your face.
I ain't grinning.
Oh, do goodness. You look worse than a laughing hyena. To begin with, the dictionary we got here in the store ain't got the word "ort" in it.
Well, maybe you never looked under the right place. Maybe you were spelling it wrong or something.
No, I was spelling it right. O-R-T.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I even looked under the letters U and E to see if they'd made a mistake in spelling it.
Huh.
But it wasn't there either.
Well, I do know. Art ain't in there, huh?
No. And there's another one. Ain't in there neither.
Neither ain't nor art?
No.
Doggies. They oughtn't to leave them out. I reckon how come them to do such a thing as that.
Mm-hmm. But I figure it might be on account the book was writ a long time ago by old-timey feller. Noe Webster, I believe his name was.
Noe Webster? Did he write it?
Oh, sure. You've heard of him before, ain't you?
Oh, sure, yes. Lord me, yes, I've heard of him. I never know what his last name was before. Webster, well.
Of course, he done a good job at the time he done it, but... Now we ought to have our new dictionary wrote. A modern up-to-date one.
Sure.
Maybe I'm just the feller to do it. I don't know.
Well, you might be.
Might be called.
Yeah.
I might become the modern Noe Webster. I don't know.
Well, good for you. Good. Of course, I don't know where you're going to get a big enough boat, though, Lum. That'll be the only trouble.
Boat?
Yeah, you'd have to have an awful big one to hold all them animals.
Animals? What animals?
The ones that go on the boat. There was two donkeys and two camels and two elephants and...
What are you talking about, Abner?
You said you want to be just like Noe, didn't you?
Oh, I see. Well, of course I said that, but I said Noe Webster.
Well, yes, you want to use his last name. Yeah, I recollect him just as Noe, though. That's the only name I know for him. I never know what his last name was.
Well, it's two different fellers.
We never learned his last name in Sunday school. Noe's all they ever said. Of course, now, along with all them animals to feed and take care of, oh, I don't believe you're going to have much time to do no book writing. You're going to be a busy man, I can tell you that right now.
Oh, good goodness, Edmund, you get something in your head and want nothing to change it.
But...
If the dynamite wouldn't jar it out of there.
Well, I reckon if the other know what to do it, why, you ought to be able to do it too, Lon. You can work fast, I'll say that for you.
Abner, all I said I was going to do was write a dictionary. Now you got me loading down a boat with a bunch of animals.
You mean that's all you're going to do, just ride on that boat?
That's all.
Well, who's going to feed them animals?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, I ain't taking no animals no place.
You ain't? Well, you going on this boat trip just by yourself, then?
I ain't going on no boat trip alone, even.
Well, if you ain't taking no animals, then you ain't going alone, or... Hi, doggy, sure. What's the matter with me? Yeah, I see what you're aiming on doing now.
Well, I'm glad one of us knows what I'm doing.
Sure.
I know I can't keep track of it.
Why, you old scallywag, you. Why, lawmaker, God never knowed you had such ideas as that in your head.
Ideas like what? Huh? Oh, no, don't tell me. Don't hotstoot all of this I can for one day.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Alan. Where are you going?
I don't know, but if I stay here much longer, I will start raving mad crazy.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Tony Alan. Tell me some more about this.
Answer the phone, Abner, and if it's for me, tell him I went out to have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
So long.
Went out to... Uh-oh, too late. Where did he say he's going? Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, howdy, Elizabeth. Huh? Yeah, well, I'll bring your potatoes home with me when I come home to supper tonight. Yeah. Say, Elizabeth, wait a minute. I just got a great idea here. See, I want you to call up everybody and have them come over to our place for a party tonight. Yeah, a surprise party for long. Yeah, because he's getting married. Yes, he is. Huh? Oh, he's done went and did it this time. Well, he never admitted to it, but I believe it must be Miss Freddy. Yeah, but listen to this, Elizabeth. You ought to said long weren't romantics. But you know what he's went and did? He's bought himself a great big boat, and him and his woman are going on their honeymoon trip on a boat. It's a wonderful world.